This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
All right, great. We are live. Everybody, welcome to the first episode of the Marketing Seeds of Success, where we plant seeds for business growth. I'm honored to introduce our guest for this show. He's a natural entrepreneur and leader of a massive business empire, including one of the largest marketing agencies in the world, VaynerMedia. He's a five-time New York Times bestselling author, a top-tier motivational speaker, and the creator of VFriends, none other than the legendary Gary Vaynerchuk. Thank you, Gary, so much for joining me today.
Aiden, it's great to be with you, my friend.
Did I miss any of your achievements on that list?
Yes.
A few.
Yes and no. I mean, we don't need to worry about achievements. I mean, my achievements are, those are like the secondary things. The way the relationships I have are the achievements. So that's what I mean by yes. And it was very kind of you. And I know we don't have a lot of time, so let's get right into
provide value. You've done a lot. So what I love about you, Gary, is that you're a practitioner of everything you speak about. You're not just living in the cloud. You operate in the dirt, which is why I think a lot of our audience is going to benefit from these questions that I have for you. So you ready to start?
I am.
All right. So to start this off, I thought it would be fun to share a fun fact. One of the reasons why I chose our business name was in honor of you, Gary. So first question is, what is your favorite color and why?
My favorite color is green. I don't actually know if green became my favorite color because of the New York Jets, my favorite football team, or that, well, actually I know how I picked the Jets. So that wasn't it, it was Eric Godfrey and my friend said, you're a Jets fan. I think it's because of the New York Jets though. I gotta find, there's some sort of like piece of paper my mom has, like for me from kindergarten, which was before I liked the Jets, where I think green is my favorite color. So I've gotta figure that out.
Love it. All right. So moving into the marketing stuff, right? The important stuff. What are your thoughts on the economy right now and how an ambitious business owner should navigate that, especially a contractor?
Yeah, I'm not an economist, so I'm coming from a complete guess. What do I feel? I feel that there's just a lot of instability in the world, right? There's war in Europe. There's a huge shift in the way the world communicates between social and traditional media. There's clearly a East versus West scenario between China and America that continues to get more strategic, if not contentious. You know, you got alliances, BRICS, right? Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa is a real economic alliance now that is something that the US and Europe can't ignore. That leads to like different actions, different instabilities. I think that there is incredible lack of people saving money. You know, the coolness of saving money of the 50s and 60s has become not cool. People live on credit. People buy things they can't afford. So that's always scary. And I think, you know, companies are in shake, you know, in an interesting part. You're seeing a lot of the big tech companies lay people off. And a lot of people are like, what the hell? They have record savings. They have record dollars. Why are they laying people off? It's not like they're laying people off to like survive. It's that we just have a lot of inefficiencies. Technology and overhiring during COVID have just created inefficiency. Like no matter how good or bad you feel about running a business, if you think that there might be issues in front of you, you'd rather get ahead of them, right? It's like, you know, why are companies laying people off? They haven't had a heart attack yet. Well, if you don't eat the wrong things and if you exercise, you can prevent a heart attack. So like, I feel like we're in very interesting times. I would say an ambitious small business should make sure that they have a just in case fund. Mm-hmm. So like, don't overextend yourself, be sitting on cash to the best of your ability, a little nest egg, but don't be frozen by fear. Like be on the offense if you're good. Like if you're good, you'll pick up business during tough times because your competitors will lose their business to you. And so, you know, with Vayner, we're trying to be thoughtful, but we're also trying to be on the offense and pick up market share.
Agreed. Same here. Same logic here.
Love it.
Is word of mouth alone by itself a reliable way to grow a business, especially, again, for a local contractor like a landscaper?
Yes. Like, you know, obviously I'd prefer that person to spend, you know, what they can afford on social media, because I think, or Google, because I think it will search or social will help them grow. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say you have to run marketing. There's too many people watching right now who've only built their business on word of mouth. Word of mouth is powerful. My big point about that is, like, why wouldn't you want to double your business if you could afford it and it didn't create anything negative for you, like work-life balance? Like, why would, you know, like, it's kind of like that Facebook movie, right? Like, you know what's better than a million, a billion kind of thing? Like that whole thing. It's like, yes, you can build a $3 million a year landscaping business with just word of mouth because you have a big enough, wealthy enough area where you're the guy, you're the gal for the last decade. My question is, like, why wouldn't you want it to be 5.3 million because you were good at Facebook and Google?
And not or, right?
Correct.
I kind of see it as an amplification of word of mouth in a lot of ways, especially with social.
Of course it
is. Facebook groups.
It just, it goes back to one's ambition. Like, people are surprised when I'm in small settings where, like, there'll be like 10 of us and they're like, tell my friend that he needs to do, you know, TikTok. And I'm like, you know, like, well, he doesn't. I'm like, hey friend, what would you like to happen in your life? Well, I want to triple my business. I'm like, now you have to do social.
Yep.
But if you didn't and you're happy, then, you know, clap your hands.
So how do you decide then, you know, smaller company, when it's the right time to start looking for a marketing provider, like an agency or a freelancer, and what should you look for in that provider?
That I think is a lot to do with word of mouth or examples. So let's just be very direct. In your world, anybody who's watching and considering your shop, they should talk to your current and former clients and see what they like. And there's not a single service provider that doesn't have clients that have had negative experience. Like, I think we're the best. And there's plenty of people like, yeah, it didn't work for us. And it might be casting, it might be them. We might've had a bad day. They might've had a bad day. Like, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as considering it, I think it's one of two extremes. You want to be on defense. You're worried that the economy is going to get worse and you're going to lose 25% of your clients. So you want to go on the offense or defense, depending on how you want to look at it, to grow. Or it's pure offense. Like, you're feeling great. You're not even worried about a recession. And you just want to double because you want to have a bigger business for whatever reasons, the vanity. You need the money to pay for your mom in her nursing home. Like, there's like, people always forget about all the reasons one would want. And so, by the way, you just want to go to nicer vacations with your family while your kids are still in the house and aren't going to, you know, when they move out, you're never going to have 11 and 8-year-old again. And you just want a nicer vacation, a longer one, a fancier one. I don't care. Like, everyone gets to choose what they want. So, you know, if that's the case, well, then you need to grow your business and marketing. Oh, is how you grow a business.
Got it. How would you, so a lot of our, again, a lot of our clients are smaller, really out in the field working a lot, doing the job. What are some things they can do to get themselves out of the field and then actually working on the business side of things?
Well, that's a big one in your world. I think almost everyone who's got a, you know, hefty six-figure or seven-figure landscaping business isn't hiring enough people to get them out of the field.
That's my next question, is how do you find...
It was my biggest argument with my dad when I had a small liquor store. I was like, Dad, if I'm behind the register, I can't be on the computer to make business grow.
It's same the same world, same world.
My dad was like, I want you on the floor and at the register. I'm like, I want to be in this little office with a glass pane watching the floor and the register while I'm on the computer growing the business.
So how do you find good employees to work in the hot sun then and retain them?
You find them by guessing. Literally, you just hire people and then you get to see what they're like. You retain them by communicating with them and finding out what they value, whether that's money, work-life balance, even just caring about, you know, the Mendoza line, the threshold for being good in this industry, because I've followed this industry for a long time, isn't very high. There's so many people that don't even have any kind of relationship with the people in the field. And then there's people that are incredibly good at having relationships in the field because they're in the field. And it's just about caring about your employee.
Yes, sir. All right. Let me thank you, Gary, for coming on here.
Thanks for having me.
I went a little bit over. Sorry, my clock is wrong.
I bought us a couple minutes. My next meeting's here, so I'm going to run. I love you. I wish you well.
See you later. Everybody, thank you for stopping by.